You're listening to The Capital Minute, where we are teaching citizens about God and government minutes at a time. Today, we're joined in the studio with Pastor Perry. We're experiencing some tense times politically. We're going into a holiday week, bound to be some tense conversations, some awkward moments, and we want to prepare Christians for the type of questions they may be getting or they have gotten in the past. This week, the question is, who are you to judge? Discussions in politics include social issues and moral issues like abortion, homosexuality, what is a family? What should Christians do with the remark, who are you to judge? Aren't you a Christian? Didn't Jesus say, judge not? I know I found myself in that situation multiple times. I'd love to hear what you have to say, Pastor Perry.
Yes, Nate, thank you. Boy, tense times indeed. This crazy Corona year 2020. I just don't think anybody's liked this year. It's been a tough one. And of course, in election year, the political scene is as tense as ever. In my adult life, I've never seen a nation more divided. And these very social issues that are indeed being talked about beyond the election are really producing a lot of tension. And indeed, we shall see how the election plays out, how the lawsuits and the constitutional process are followed, while others seem to say, well, the election's already been decided and the media has declared it with their almighty power. Of course, I don't agree with that, but you know what? It's so interesting that people who could care less about the Bible, all of a sudden, when you're bringing up an issue, one of these tense social issues, abortion, homosexuality, the definition of family, that all of a sudden they know the Bible. They know a couple words from the Bible, judge not. And so it's a great question, Nate. And the listener who sent that in really is right on, because especially with Thanksgiving coming, the holidays, all those tensions, what should a Christian do in the political realm or the social realm as we find ourselves discussing issues that matter, when we find ourselves discussing tense issues, political issues, and social issues? Well, I've got a threefold answer. Fly through this and summarize a little bit of biblical advice on who are you to judge. First of all, when people say that, they're getting it from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, which says, do not judge so that you will not be judged. So that's the Bible basis. That's the verse in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus is telling us and warning people, don't do this. Don't do this kind of judging. Well, what this kind of judging is, as we will see as we read the rest of the verse, it's hypocritical judging. Let me read Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Do not judge, Jesus said, so that you will not be judged, because in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Verse 3, why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Verse 4, or can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? Verse 5, you hypocrite. Now take note, that's the way in which you judge that Jesus is prohibiting in verse 1. Verse 1, do not judge. Verse 2, because the way you judge. And here we go. Verse 5, you hypocrite. Take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. So the first part of our answer here, Nate, is that the Christian is not to judge hypocritically. Did you notice that a speck of wood, you know, Jesus was a carpenter, grew up in Joseph's carpenter shop, and chipping away at wood, making chairs, tables, beams, whatever it was. And the carpenter could quite easily get a wood chip, a speck, a bit of sawdust, even from those ancient saws in his eye. And ouch, that's painful. But did you notice that the speck and the log, the timber, the lumber, the 2x4 are the same material? What Jesus is prohibiting here is not the sound use of judgment and using your mind. We're supposed to love the Lord our God with all our mind. We're made in His image as thinking people. What He's prohibiting here is not thinking wisely, not making judgments of any kind, but rather hypocritical judgment. So first of all, the Christian doesn't judge hypocritically. For example, in the tense political world, I was discussing with a man his homosexual lifestyle, and I told him that he needed to repent of that lifestyle and that he could ask anyone in his hometown that he knows is a Christian, and they'll agree with me, not him, that Catholics and Protestants and Jews before us in these great bodies of faith have always said that sodomy is a sinful thing. But I was quick to add that I too was a sinner, even though I've never struggled with that particular sin. I have struggled, especially as a young man, with heterosexual sin. So in humility and non-hypocrisy, while I want this man to be delivered and freed out of the enslavement of that lifestyle, and I wanted told him I would like to share the gospel with him and sit down with him, and that I too needed a savior, because all of us sin. So I was making sure there was no hypocritical speck, that I was not only doing a similar kind of sin, which I don't struggle with, never have, but even a similar sin in the whole sexual area, and in humility just admitting my own failings. So there was a tense political conversation, and I trust that I was not the hypocrite as I exhorted this man, as I would like to see him freed. Interestingly enough, before we go on to the second part of the answer, people who say, you know, who are you to judge? They're actually judging you while telling you not to be judging them, and thereby violating this exact principle, this exact passage. They're saying, who are you to make a judgment of the values that I hold, because I am angry about it? And I don't like the values you hold, so what are you doing? Well, it's what you're doing. Oh, the hypocrisy of it all. And so a good answer in tense times with friends and family about who are you to judge as a Christian. Ask them, are you not judging me right now? And explain to them that what Jesus taught is that we should not judge with hypocrisy in our way.
Since Pastor Perry has such in-depth information to share with us in response to this question, we are going to save the last 2 points of his response for our episode on Monday. We're excited for you to hear it. If you have not, please subscribe on iTunes, Anchor, or your platform of choice, and we can answer your questions next time.